hear the best part, though? He said he's not the only penis man.
What?
Florida man arrested for pulling gun on escort. She was touching everything in my house but my dick.
Rest in peace, this man's whole career.
Oh my god, no.
Oh my god, no!
Yeah, yeah.
No!
Please, please, please tell me this was in Florida.
This was in Florida.
Oh, shit!
What's up, guys? Welcome to our podcast, Slightly Informed. I'm your host this week, McLean. I'm here with John and Nick. We're going to jump right into it. This week, we are talking about South Carolina. In the second half, we have a really stupid new game.
That a really exciting new game.
I am the guinea pig for, so definitely stay tuned for that one. But we're going to start off the first half talking about some fallen heroes.
Sad day, guys. Sad couple days.
Race is narrowing out.
After South Carolina, the race winnows, and we have the exit of Thomas P. Steyer and
salute.
Peter William Buttigieg.
No salute.
I have a cool dance for that one.
Yeah. Oh, man.
His hopes weren't high enough.
Yeah, his hopes were not high enough.
You know, I feel like with a race like this, you have to have just the high, high, high hopes. You know,
I honestly think
living.
I kind of called this. I think I was talking to Nick about this, that Buttigieg was begging for money. He's running out of funds, and black people don't like him.
Yep. Made that loud and clear in South Carolina.
Yeah. So you can't win the race like that. So honestly, not upset to see Buttigieg go.
No.
I think if you've listened to our show, it doesn't.
You're not surprised.
You wouldn't be surprised to hear that reaction.
So Pete's gone. Steyer's gone.
Out.
We've got, for some reason, Warren and Klobuchar
are still in,
still in there. I mean, honestly, with Steyer, there is a little bit I'm going to miss about it, you know?
Him dancing to back that ass up earlier this week, like, it's got to be talked about.
Don't spoil the chaser.
Oh, was that our chaser? Ah, oh, fuck. All right. But still, like, Steyer was fun.
So
like,
good.
He's the least hated billionaire in the race.
Oh.
and that's really tough to do.
Yeah, right?
Worked hard for that.
Yeah, but, I mean, Pete was an amorphous blob of trying to appeal to the middle ground of politics without actually saying anything.
A non-existent middle ground, too.
Like, yeah. The only positive take I think a lot of people were talking about was that, like, he was gay, so I guess like gay is
moves
allowed
the Overton
window
in that way.
Politics,
yeah,
now.
I mean,
which is cool. Yeah. I mean, that's
absolutely
fine. That's
representation's great. In fact, if there's a good gay candidate out there,
damn.
I would so love you for free to run 2024, 2028.
Yeah. So we got the Klobe, Warren.
I think the Klobe might drop. I would guess Klobe is the next drop.
Rumors are that the Biden campaign has reached out to Klobuchar
trying
about
to condense power,
staying in till after Super Tuesday to try and keep sandbag Sanders in Minnesota.
But just Minnesota
that's
is that the plan?
Warren
stays in to sandbag him in
Massachusetts,
and she stays in to sandbag him in Minnesota.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Pete just didn't have the pull to sandbag him in Indiana.
Exactly. Well, because I think they realized that Buttigieg wasn't pulling any of the Sanders vote. He was pulling away from the Biden vote and from the Warren vote and
I'm with
you.
I was talking to Nick about this earlier. I think he might have been offered like something like Secretary of State from Biden.
It's
so that
be
he
something
could,
big.
He's young, and then he can come again in 4 or 8 years and be like, look, now I have experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I sound vaguely like Obama, so hit me up.
I hate to give him any airtime, even if it's on our small podcast, but did you guys see the Bloomberg ad that was taken out tonight?
No.
Mm-mm.
So he took out 3 minutes on primetime NBC.
3 minutes? That's a long ass ad.
3 minutes. He spent millions of dollars to talk about coronavirus. So basically it seems like he's going to try to do like a presidential type thing where he has a little speech he's going to give for 3 minutes on air.
Oh, he's going to do like a speaking to the nation thing?
Speaking to the nation.
Oh my God. And like he's going to exit some hallway in like
I guess
a news building
I don't know,
in Kansas.
But,
like,
but yeah, 3 minutes he bought. That's a lot of money. On primetime, that's...
3 uninterrupted minutes in primetime is a lot of money.
That's insane.
8:30 Eastern.
That's crazy.
Most commercial breaks aren't that long.
No.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's wild.
So he spent a lot of money. So that was... People were jumping on him.
You know,
for using
sad thing
to try to launch.
It doesn't even have to. I wonder what like the mindset is of someone like Bloomberg or really anyone with that much money, where it's like if it costs like, I think the estimate was like $60 million to give Flint clean water again.
Yeah.
And it's like to me, that would be like asking me to give Flint $100 to fix their water.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell I would ever be like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah,
they're on their own. The state can fix it. Yeah, right? If it's $100, I mean, I'm not like wealthy by any means, but if it's even if it was like 5-10% of my total net worth to give like a whole city clean drinking water.
Yeah.
But for them, it's like
clean drinking water. I'd drain my bank account. Take
yeah,
my car,
whatever.
Like, come
yeah,
on,
yeah. Fuck it. That's fine. I can regain my $10,000 of wealth. Like that's fine. But for someone like Bloomberg to have $60 billion, it would be like a drop. It would be like me or you buying a McChicken to fix Flint's water. I think people around him should have been advising him just start fixing things.
Oh,
like
yeah.
He instead of spending this much on ads, if he just like said, "Fuck it, let's fix their water."
I will fix
Holy
Flint's
shit,
water.
That would be such a
yeah.
They could even do like the PR
really
move that like Domino's did. Remember where they just decided to go
I'll
out
fix
and just
all
start
your
potholes.
Yeah.
And just brand them, just straight up print Mike Bloomberg on 100,000 potholes. What
exactly.
did that cost to fix?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
They branded them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
They put Domino's logos on the actual pothole that they after they filled it.
Oh, Domino's.
And it was like positive branding that people still talk about. Of just like. I don't even. They probably only fixed like 10 potholes. It still got them like positive coverage forever.
Just do it in LA or something.
Yeah,
you know, like a bunch of people are gonna see it.
And now every libertarian is like, we don't need taxes. The pizza places will fix the roads.
Yeah,
Domino's.
But if you had his level of worth, you could just be like, I will buy an apartment for a year for every homeless veteran.
Yeah, yeah.
What would that cost? Like $100 million?
Maybe.
Who
yeah.
cares?
Maybe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
It would drop in
the bucket.
Yeah.
Having an apartment would increase the likelihood of them getting jobs. And so, I mean, this
yeah.
is just...
Or fix Flint's water. I mean, I'm
There's
blanking because
so
I didn't
things.
Plan to talk about this, but I guarantee with $60 billion, even if you wanted to keep, like, say, $20 billion, just, like, you're cozy forever still, with $40 billion, imagine the things you could do for our country. That's just, like, the government's not going to do it, so I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
If you like what I'm doing, I'll do it on a larger scale with the government's money and vote for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. Boom. That would have been, like... A year and a half ago, start planning out this campaign, just start doing things and just branding
and
everything.
Even it doesn't have to be a year and a half ago. With that kind of money, you can just be like, all right, guys, in the next 2 weeks, I want this done. Let's fucking
do it. Or even say
it
takes 6 months to
I
do
sign
it.
Those
as long as you
checks.
Said, like, I guarantee I'll do it. And in the meantime, everyone's going to get a case of water delivered to their house every day.
Yeah.
Even that.
You know,
buy
like,
that shit in bulk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, get Amazon, just get Jeff to team up with him.
Mm-hmm.
And do something like that. Okay, this brought us way off topic, so let's get back on South Carolina. But I'm just, I wish there was some advisor close to Mike that was like, do I have a plan for you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Let's weaponize
this. Yeah, let's weaponize your wealth to do good and show people what money can accomplish.
Because, I mean, Steyer's gone, and, I mean, of course, no one thinks it's a good idea for a billionaire to be president in any form. But, like, the idea of... It's almost a good change in a way that like our elections have been, our democracy has been bought for decades. exactly. And now it's like a NASCAR driver. He's got logos all over his chest. Like, you know who owns him. Now it's just like, I am specifically buying this election for myself.
Yeah. So South Carolina, what was the end result? Do we have it somewhere?
So the end results we've got.
Was it Biden 47?
Yeah, I think 48 point something. I mean.
Okay, Nick's going to pull it up, but roughly to bring us back into this topic, Biden did really fucking good in South Carolina.
48.4% of the vote.
Really fucking good.
To Bernie's 20%, Tom Steyer's 11.4%, and Buttigieg's 8.2%. Warren 7, Amy 3, and Tulsi Gabbard 1.3.
I think Andrew Yang got 0.3 too, so heads up, boys.
He did. He got 1,000 votes.
Yeah, he's still 1,000 people were like, fuck you, that campaign's not over. In my heart.
Shout out to the 275 people who showed up, waited in line to vote for Deval Patrick.
Yeah, that's cool.
What is going on?
I don't know. But yeah, like we were talking about this earlier the week. I think Sanders still by far has the momentum, but the mainstream media is going to use every day from Saturday until Super Tuesday to say this is now the Biden comeback
campaign.
Show.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't even think they can say that because Sanders also raised $46 million in February, which is just like wild. But they can't say he's a crumbling campaign, but they've already used the comparison to Bill Clinton to be like, comeback kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Bill Clinton finished second in New Hampshire, and they were like, comeback kid. But now with Biden winning South Carolina, it's just like, this is the rise of the moderates. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is it. Bernie's done.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're going to say. But what I think Saturday also showed is kind of the resilience of the movement that Bernie has behind him that, like, no one else really has.
Yeah.
Because the not only was the February not only was the February fundraising numbers higher than any other month of any campaign ever.
I think his last highest month was like 20 something.
It was
too.
26 million. This one,
like,
was 46.
Full scale doubled it.
46 million dollars.
Yeah, that's insane.
On Saturday, on the day of the primary itself, they I think raised the most one day.
7 million, right?
Yeah, I think it was 7.5. Yeah. 7.5 million, the most in one day of any campaign that's not self funded.
I think there is a fear I have now that I'm aboard the Bernie train of, like, there's obviously a way that media shapes the narrative,
mm-hmm.
and that they, like, everyone in power doesn't want Bernie to win because there goes their power.
Yeah.
So I think that's realistically in my conspiracy brain what happened to Pete Buttigieg. They said, hey, bounce, you're not going to win this. Let me take your vote share, and I'll give you something when we get there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I still thought it would be a better idea for at least Klobe to bounce before. I thought mm-hmm. Warren would stay through Super Tuesday. I thought Klobe would bounce before Super Tuesday. Because it sounded like, looking at the math, it looks like she's going to lose Minnesota. So even if she takes some of it, it's not going to be great. Because if Sanders still manages to win, she gets second and Biden gets third. That's not ideal.
Yeah.
So I thought she would bounce. Warren's been pulling first or second in Massachusetts at least. So I thought mm-hmm. it made sense for her to stay and peel some of the, like, progressive vote of people who don't actually know about progressive policies.
Mm-hmm.
They just believe that Warren's a progressive and a woman and smart, and she has the resume. So,
yeah, and she had the opportunity to take this lane all for herself. Like, the fact that Bernie's where he is probably due to the fact that Warren decided to abandon everything she started the campaign standing for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, she abandoned economic populism and anything that's in any kind of...
Tried to take the woke aisle.
Exactly.
And it turns out most people don't care when they can't afford rent.
She could have... She has one of the strongest histories on, like, consumer protection, antitrust. Like, you know, she is one of... Like, she might even be more weaponized against the billionaire class than Bernie is.
She is
directly,
but I think that was part of the argument that a lot of people used.
But
was
Americans,
like, she's
don't
more...
See that.
When she's more valuable in a role like that. She's, like, less inspirational, less presidential, but she is actually very good at getting things done.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, let her get things done, but you don't have to be the president to do good things.
Exactly.
You know? The president is more figurehead, which Bernie is the figurehead of this movement.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I don't even know if it's a smart idea for her to say we get the Bernie ticket, they win, you know, the general or whatever, to have Warren actually, like, leave her post in the Senate to go to I don't think that's a smart move. I honestly think she's worth more to us in the Senate than
in
the executive branch.
Hopefully we take the Senate and maybe she could be
like
Mitch McConnell of the left.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Something like that.
Take
I think that'd be
for
cool.
Chuck.
That'd
yeah.
be cool.
I mean, I'd way prefer her over Chuck. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think this does further create a narrative going into the campaign, because if Biden's able to close the gap, I think he's the delegate leader right now, just because South Carolina is so massive compared to
it's still Bernie.
You sure?
It's still Bernie.
How many delegates does South Carolina have?
46.
Is it only 46?
Or 48, because Joe got 35,
like, total,
Bernie got 15.
I think it might be
Bernie. Googling delegate math.
I think it is Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie is still in the lead. Yeah, 60 for Bernie, 53 for Biden. Buttigieg has 26.
South Carolina helped him a lot.
Okay, so yeah,
Super Tuesday hits, we're going to have...
But if a candidate drops out, don't they get to, like, assign their delegates wherever they want?
No.
At the convention, those people then reallocate. So yeah, Pete and...
Pete's not going to reallocate towards Bernie.
No.
Yeah.
So yes, in the centrist blob, they are still beating him by delegates.
That's what I'm worried about, the centrist blob.
Well,
is if since Pete's already out with 26 delegates, Amy's not going to stay till the convention. I doubt it.
No.
Warren might, but I doubt it. If Biden continues this, I'm gonna at least compete narrative, because I think Warren came in, what was it, third, fourth, and fifth? Like.
Yeah.
It's been rough for her so far. At least Biden's been, like, mostly top three-ish area.
Yeah.
So I think he'll take the amorphous blob aisle.
Yeah.
and it'll be him versus Bernie. And we'll see if Bloomberg actually can do anything in Super Tuesday, because he's taken a steep decline. Mm-hmm. So
he really has. I feel like the amount of advertising he's doing is just pissing Americans off.
I know, it pisses me off.
It pisses me off. I don't even see that many advertisements. I've seen so many memes that, like, I mean, the first person tweeted it and everyone's, you know, copied it and stuff like that. But the tweet was, never thought I'd buy YouTube Premium. I just did so I can stop looking at fucking Bloomberg ads.
Like, right. I don't even YouTube. The only place I see him is Snapchat, and I've seen him like 4 times, and that's still too many.
Snapchat has ads? Is that in the stories or what?
Yeah. Okay. And I think it's between,
stories. You're bouncing between stories sometimes. Or bouncing between.
What's that called when people, is that stories when people post their own shit at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Then yeah, when you're doing that.
Hacker man.
Yeah, tech right. Guru. Your tech guru, John Hartebrand. Vaguely knows how to use Snapchat a little bit.
You've never sent a snap to me.
I don't snap.
Why do you have it then? Oh, okay.
No, it's easy to send funny, dumb pictures, but
of his dick.
Exactly.
Look how little this pizza looks. It's fucking Pizza Hut personal pan.
Or it's like a bagel donut, whatever they call it, bagel pizza, bagel bites.
It's an extra large Domino's.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I don't think Mike will overperform. I think he'll underperform.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
He definitely will.
What are we thinking?
I've got a tweet to go over here. So
shout it out, Nate.
Yeah, there's a person by the name of Max Boot, good friend's Washington Post columnist.
Oh, okay.
So he has a lot of really, really terrible, like, toxic, like, anti-Bernie takes.
His name is Max Boot.
Yeah, Max Boot. Like, the most, like, video game villain name I've ever heard.
I was also thinking, like, bootlicker.
Yeah. No, too perfect.
Yeah, right? It's
Max,
easy.
Max Licks Boot.
Max Licks Boot.
But he says in this tweet, he's tweeting out an article that is titled "The Pied Pipers of the Dirtbag Left want to lead everyone to Bernie Sanders," with a picture of the Chapo Trap House boys.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, and it's a New York Times piece about them. You know, someone attended one of their live shows and was just
disgusted.
It was a hilarious read.
How could these not Harvard educated lunatics get an audience like this?
They didn't climb the ladder.
Yeah, right.
But so the tweet goes, "The Chapo Trap House message board was censored by Reddit for the encouragement of violence. The resemblances..."
They were brigaders. They for sure were brigaders. They did do that.
"The resemblances between the Trump far right and the Bernie far left are uncanny and scary." So
it has very different overtones, though. Like,
oh well, yeah.
The Chapo boys are kind of funny.
Well, and the Chapo, like, message boards for, like, what they got taken down for was, like, for rating our conservative saying slave owners deserve to die and stuff like that. It's like, that's kind of an uncontroversial take, to be honest. Yeah. Like, if you're like a slaveholder in Libya or Haiti or wherever we have open air slave markets right now, you deserve to die. That's fair. I think that's fair.
Reddit, as a Redditor, Reddit does have a policy against sending people to other subreddits.
Yeah. So they'll,
as a coordinated attack on another subreddit, that's the same thing the Donald got banned for last year, which is Trump's big subreddit.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing the same thing. So I can't really fault Reddit for doing that.
Oh yeah.
But there's a very, because
the lot equivocation of afterwards saying the equivocation, that they're the exact, they're not coming the exact, from the same place, is disingenuous.
There's like a the Donald's a lot more about, like, racist, we should kill people for being brown and Muslim.
Putting the little echo signs around someone's name to let them know that they're Jewish.
Part
of the conspiracy.
Yeah, so there's very different reasons for brigading. I can't say that word, man. Brigading?
Brigadeering.
Brigadeering,
Brigadeering.
But they did do that, and it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And now they're quarantined, which I think means you have to subscribe to their subreddit to see any posts by them. Otherwise, they're taken off your feed.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh. Yeah, we want to spin into the second half?
Cool.
I think we do.
All right, guys. So, second half is going to be a lot of fun for John and Nick. Not as much fun for me.
Wait.
We're doing shout-outs first.
Okay. And then I'm going to go with my story because it's quick, and then I'm going to spin us into how the game is played.
Oh, great.
So wait, we want to do this, that for shout-outs and then end with you?
Yeah, and then I'll start into just like a quick hit and explain what McLean's going to be doing for you guys. All right, I want to go last on shout-outs, though, because I'm going to find one real quick.
All right, I'll jump into it. I want to shout-out Germany. Germany, it happened earlier, but it went into effect today. Germany has a law that requires kindergartners to be vaccinated. And if they aren't, they cannot attend school, and the parents are fined $2,700. So you have to, there's no getting around it. If they're not vaccinated, they don't go to school.
No religious exemption?
I was going to say, this takes a lot of the fun out of the measles roulette that elementary schools have been lately. Right. So, you know, it's kind of boring.
No measles. That's dumb.
Yeah, come on. Who wants to stop preventable illnesses?
Not the Christian Scientists, that's for sure. That's the funniest belief. I will pray my blood disorder away.
God will expel the demons from my body.
Damon!
Who's your shout-out this week, Nick?
My shout-out this week is a gentleman by the name of Shahid Buttar. He is a...
Sounds like a Muslim.
Yes, he is. I think he's a Sikh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like the kind of people that racists thought were Muslim and shot up their church.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, dude.
People get harassed at the airport with, like, a Sikh turban. And it's like... I have no relation to those people.
That's funny.
Shahid Buttar is running a primary campaign in the House against Miss Pelosi.
Get it, Shahid.
Now, if you're, you know, not already turned away and disgusted by us being a more centrist Democrat, middle of the road, who thinks that Pelosi is a nice lady standing up to
Trump. I'm even relatively centrist, I feel like. I'm not super far left.
No, but
I just don't like swamp monsters who've lived there in Washington for 60 years and accomplished nothing.
Well, also who, like, cave to the opposite side while pretending to, like, oh, I fought so hard to go against this, but then I had to vote yes on Trump's military bill.
Right, exactly. Like,
and his taxes.
Yeah.
And pretty much give him about 5 or 6 major wins in his first term.
USMCA.
So pretty much the worst...
Got to find a middle ground, though, guys.
House Majority Leader we've ever had. Yeah. She's tactically pretty terrible in about 9 out of 10 scenarios, and every once in a while brings us a little gem and does something good. So, Shahid Buttar, shout out to you. Medicare for All, college, free college, Green New Deal, and reducing war budget. I think are his 4 policy points. Cool. So yeah, shout out to him. If you're in the greater San Francisco area, please do everything you can. Get him in there. Get her out.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
What's your shout out that you just found?
I did just find it. I'm gonna shout out this funny video that like never ceases to entertain me, and because it gets posted on Reddit every like 3 weeks. But it's called LA Speed Check. And it's about, like, the L.A. air traffic controllers and airplanes checking in and, like, asking what, like, their ground speed is. And it starts with, like, this young, like, guy flying, like, a prop plane. It was like, oh, you're flying, like, X and X miles per hour. And then, like a commercial jet checks in and is like, well, can you tell me my speed check? Just, like, big dick over, like, the prop plane guy. And it's like, yeah, you're flying, like 500 miles an hour or whatever. And then, like, an F-16 flying out of one of the Air Force bases checks in. And he's trying to, like, end the big dick contest and be like, can you tell me my ground speed radar? And it was just, like, I don't know, like, 800 miles an hour or something. And they all thought it was done. And then this pilot who's telling the story, he's an SR-71 pilot. No. So he asks like the LA airport to give him the ground speed radar, and there's like silence on the channel, and he's telling it like this of like, oh, everyone was like, fuck, man, this guy's gonna get fucked over. Like, I bet he didn't hear that the F-16 just checked in. Like, this guy's an idiot. He's so fucked. And then he gets ground speed, and it's like flying like 1400 miles per hour, and it just makes the F-16 pilot feel like
that's
a dumb idiot. Yeah. So if you want to look it up, it's called LA Speed Check. And yeah, I probably watch it like once every 2 months because it's just like a great, great video and that great story.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'll send that chat. We'll probably play it on our break after this. But yeah, and then I'm gonna go into my story, which is just a quick check on the coronavirus, the continuing coronavirus. I will be honest with you guys, I did stock up. I got supplies.
Of course you
did. I probably bought like 40, 50 cans of soup. And
how much did you spend?
It was like $105.
Oh, okay.
Because I bought like 40, 50 cans of soup, a bunch of beans, and then like a bunch of toilet paper and
like
stuff.
A 500-pound bag of rice.
I was watching today on the news. There's people like stocking up everywhere. And I wanted to bring to the table the fact that it doesn't really have to be a real epidemic for it to be a crisis because people think it's an epidemic and then go do like a run on grocery stores and stuff.
It happens all the time. My family is from
every
Alabama,
major disaster.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're from Alabama, and when it snows, somehow the supermarkets are sold out.
Yeah,
but it doesn't snow like it does here
in
Idaho.
It snows like 3 inches.
Not even. It barely is like it might be less than an inch. People are going batshit crazy. They'll like stock.
I remember that story of there was like a Texas snowstorm and it was like half an inch and there was like 16 accidents in one city and like because there's just everyone freaking out not knowing how to drive. But yeah, the coronavirus now has a global death count of like 3,000, mm-hmm. and I think they're up to like 100,000 infected. That we know of, because again, back to Conspiracy Corner, mm-hmm. I think that's all a lie.
Also, there's a reason John got this Conspiracy Corner and not us.
Yeah.
He's the prepper of the group.
I also think conspiracies are a lot of fun.
He also does not keep his any more than one piece of information with any company.
Yeah. That's true too.
John won't put his fingerprint or face ID in his phone.
Not, he uses
not helping advance
for his iPhone.
I'm not helping advance facial recognition.
John has a fucking cargo container buried in his backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's gonna go jump in it.
I will one day when I can afford that.
Not one of those Silicon Valley guys that secretly spend a fuck.
Oh, yeah, and
of
those
money.
Guys are dumb as hell buying a bunker. They know what's up. They know shit's going to hit the fan eventually. So, yeah, I'm just saying that I think coronavirus, like, it has a death rate that's 20 times the death rate of the common, like, flu that we get every year. So it's not, like, as deadly as Ebola, but it also infects, like, way more people. So it's like.
I don't want to step. Keep talking because I think you're going to mention it. But
what?
Are you going to mention any of what Trump said about Ebola?
That it's a hoax? Oh, that Ebola was handled a lot worse and that... What did you see
about
it?
No, he said that when he was talking, he was like, with Ebola, you just like disintegrate.
Oh, God, no, I didn't
see
that.
Disintegrate.
But I did want to mention really quick on the topic, too, that like the way South Korea is handling it, in one day they had 10,000 coronavirus tests and they have like... almost like drive-up clinics where they can run the test on you and you sit in your car and there's like a doctor in like the full protective gear who will run the test on you and it's free. And even if you have like any of the slight, if you have a fever or like a slight cough, they'll free test you for coronavirus because they want to stop the spread of this pandemic.
I have a question. How are they testing? Because they're for a while, from what I know, they just were like, laser thermometering your forehead. If you had
no,
a fever,
that's what America is doing. Because
nice.
We can't, we don't have free healthcare. We don't have anything like that.
China's doing that too. They
so
I saw videos of people like being like laser
thermometer. Yeah, they have the people with the riot shield people, and then someone puts like over the riot shield.
And if
laser.
You have a fever for any fucking reason, you're fucked. Because you get thrown with all these people who are, you know, in containment, and then all of a sudden
you have it too,
and you're fucked.
Well, and supposedly in America, the CDC's recommendation was check for a fever, check if they've been to China. If they haven't been to China, you're good. And, like, yet, like, the
that
virus has now
sense.
Spread out through Italy. Delta and American Airlines stopped certain flights to Italy because it's, like, a pandemic zone. So, yeah, but South Korea is reacting in this way where, like, and they're also, they send, like, you know how you get, like, amber alerts to your phone? Mm. They're sending people, like, essentially equivalent of, like,
corona alert.
But, like, an emergency alert that, like, goes direct to your phone based off where you are of, like, hey, just so you know, like, there's been an outbreak in this area. If you have any of these symptoms, please go get checked, yada, yada, yada.
Wow.
Like, could you even imagine a system like that happening in America? Like, it's not even possible. So, it's crazy how the rest of the, like, developed world can react to a crisis like this. And we're living in the world of this is the new hoax. Which is what Donald Trump called it.
I don't think it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hoax by the Democrats to get me in trouble before the election. Also, it was like the largest stock market fall ever in one day was like earlier this week, because the stock market seems to think like, holy shit, this thing's going to shut some shit down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I just wanted to hit on that real quick. And now I'm going to explain the new game we created.
Oh God.
New segment.
Yeah. We're going to call this segment Slightly Improvised and I'll explain to you how it works. So last night, I wrote down probably like 200, 250, like rough ideas on little cards.
Random topics.
Random topics. Like
people,
MRI
places,
machines. Yeah.
Events in history.
Yeah. Most of the presidents, like the top 100 influential women in history.
Technology.
Like wars, technologies, philosophy ideas. But anyway, so we wrote all this down, and one of us each week gets to pick a business card out of there that has a topic written on it, and you get to pick two cards and get to decide if you want to talk about either of those two topics, and if you don't, you get a third and final, which is like, you're stuck with it, mm-hmm. so deal with it. And then we're giving people 5 minutes to prepare and 10 minutes
which
to talk about it.
Isn't enough and too long to talk, I will voice my opinion.
And McLean is very upset because he's the first one who has to do it.
Pig.
For right? no reason. It's because I wasn't there when they...
Because he gets to be the most surprised about it.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have quit.
So without further ado, I think I'm going to kick McLean off. McLean, are you ready?
All right. Yeah, give me one second. I'm going to take a drink here. All
right. McLean's going to lube up.
So I'm talking about the singularity.
On the clock. 10 minutes. Talk to us about the singularity, McLean.
Oh, God.
So, McLean, what is the singularity?
I knew you were going to ask that
question. Good question.
The singularity is a... sorry, I was...
Strong start.
It's a hypothetical future. Point in time, they're talking... Sorry.
This is already going really well. I know.
Okay, when tech grows beyond... it becomes uncontrollable. It's way smarter than humans, and... AI has a mind of its own, and it kind of just takes over and fucks us all up.
Mm. Okay.
So this is real scurry. In my very brief 5 minutes of research, sifting through all the crazy conspiracy theories, I found two dates, one of them was 2045. And this is when... the computers take over. This is what a lot of people predicted. 2045 is when we get fucked, when the computers are like, hey guys, we're going to enslave humans.
Are they all bad robots?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think they could be like, yeah.
Could there be robot infighting?
We know
our team, their team?
It could be. Yeah, that's good. We'll talk about that for about 8 minutes.
The Terminators who...
So, 2045, they predict that a supercomputer will be 1 billion times more powerful than human intelligence.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy because already there are supercomputers. So the U.S. and China always kind of go back and forth on this. I have actually watched a video on this. And China gets a super powerful computer, and the U.S. is like, hey, fuck you. We want that. So right now, I believe, don't quote me because this is...
You gotta tell
us.
Yeah, we're here.
But you're the expert on this topic.
I am. Hear me
out. 5 minute expert.
Yeah.
That we have the two most powerful supercomputers, and cool. That is Oak Ridge and Summit.
Cool.
And these two supercomputers are ridiculous. They are so they measure them in petaflops.
Yeah.
When you get up to these speeds of computers, you know, you can't say gigabytes.
I've heard
of
teraflop, but I've actually never heard of petaflop.
Petaflop. I think it's the next order of magnitude.
Okay. Yeah, it's petaflops crazy. And they're 200, Summit is 200 petaflops. I'm not sure on Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge is newer than Summit. But I know about Summit, and Summit uses 4,000 gallons a minute is circled through this entire...
Water cooled.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Through this entire machine. It's water and air cooled. Like, it's cool. So big, they can't do both. So... Yeah. 4,000 gallons a minute, and it can do 200,000 calculations a second, which is real quick, right? So
that sounds real quick.
So that's Summit, but Oak Ridge is kind of diving more into intelligent learning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Machine learning is what I meant to say. So this is phase one, boys. So we're kind of seeing where they're starting, where we give them the brain, and they're just like, okay.
Now, is there a reason that they're named like a like country clubs.
That's true. That's a good point.
They sound like country clubs.
No, because they're just badass. So they want a badass name for it. So I think it is who manufactures it. So Oak Ridge and Summit are both IBM.
That makes sense.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah,
and they got that Watson bullshit.
There's three or four in China that I forget the names of them, but they have similar names. You know, it's not like a this is this machine and it's here and here and here. It's just a name like Summit or Oak Ridge, right? So, they're pretty scary, and it has been rumored that NASA has a new supercomputer. There isn't much out there about it. I actually read this article 3 or 4 days ago. But NASA's supercomputer is supposedly even crazier and goes even further into machine learning.
I think Google came out with one too. That's
Google has one, and then, like you said, Watson.
Yeah.
And they're jumping into, oh God, I'm the expert and I forget, quantum computers.
Yeah.
So quantum computers are even faster than any supercomputer we have, and I don't know too much.
I was going to say, do you know how quantum computing, like,
Not as much because as an expert I should be.
The only thing I know about it is that it what doesn't use binary. It has its own language.
It really does. Like I knew that. And it's just like, it doesn't look like a computer. It looks like something out of like a crazy movie where it's using these new elements that they've never used in a computer before and all sorts of stuff. So quantum computers are pretty scary. And not that the supercomputers we have now. I read something... And the statistic's going to be really, really off, but I have to...
Stop saying that. You're the expert.
I am the expert.
Announce it confidently.
Tell us confidently what's going on.
All right. Let's do this. Summit graphed the entire human genome in like 24 hours.
Damn.
Which is...
Wow.
It's a lot of genome.
Outrageous how crazy that was. So these two computers are... I'm not sure about Oak Ridge, but I know Summit... is in Texas, I believe, and it is used for a lot of things. Students can use it, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But every now and then, the United States government will say, "I cut ties to the. It cannot be connected to the internet. We need to do some calculations." So they'll swoop in and say a week, you know, lock the whole facility down, and do whatever they want with the computer.
Yeah.
But it is insanely powerful. So, I mean, the singularity will happen.
I
really think it will. Yeah, it's okay. Bound to happen. Have you boys ever heard of something called Skynet?
No, I've only heard of Genesis.
Okay. Same thing.
Okay, cool.
So there has been a couple of movies that are 100% accurate on this.
Okay.
Right?
Basically documentary.
Terminator.
Basically, I'm getting to it. Shut your mouth.
He's the expert, Nick.
Yeah, so Skynet and then... there was a wonderful documentary called I Am Robot. That's what I thought.
No, it's so, I Robot.
No, I think
I Am Robot.
A legendary
iRobot's
robot.
The little vacuum thing.
You guys.
I Am Legend Robotics.
It's I Am Robot. I will bet you $1,000.
Okay, I'm ready to make my $1,000.
Look it up. I just looked it up 5 minutes ago.
I Am Legend, comma, Robot.
I Am Robot. I Robot is a fucking Roomba.
This is the movie you're talking about right now. This one, the one here called iRobot.
My research was a little different. Anyway.
Oh, back to it.
Let's keep fucking. Let's burn up this time. So, iRobot talks about how they, you know, they're going to enslave the human race, you know? So.
Unless we invent a robot with a really strong arm that can punch through some photons, from what I remember of that movie.
True.
that's my hot take.
So it's kind of scary, yeah. So, I mean, we're getting there. You know, these movies point out what we don't see, you know. Mm-hmm. These documentaries that, you know.
So are there any warning signs we should keep an eye out for with the singularity?
There are.
Anything
a couple,
leading up?
A couple. And it freaked you and I out, John. Mm-hmm. We were sitting at work, and... it was maybe 6 months ago, and Google dropped this thing where Google Assistant will answer your phone and make an appointment for you.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Pretty scurry. So that's sign number one. And then sign number two will probably be that, but crazier.
yeah, that's a good sign number two.
and then number three is gonna be like a personal assistant robot in your house.
Cool.
And then it's just gonna go from there. But the other thing that is very possible that will happen is what happened on the several documentary series of Terminator. Is when a robot comes back in time.
Got it.
Yeah, to take out someone because
Sarah Connor.
Yeah. So in this documentary, they said it was Sarah Connor, and she was gonna invent something, and
someone's gonna invent something that stops them.
Yeah. So if you see any like scary like flashing orb things, and there's some naked dude in it, you should let the authorities know.
Shredded.
Yeah, if he's shredded, if it's like some like tubster, don't worry about it. Yeah, right. But
why would robots send back a tubster?
Exactly. But if he's shredded, you should really watch out.
Got it.
But yeah, I think the singularity, it's very feasible, you know. And I think at this table, the one person who agrees more than the other is John. You know, we just talked about how he doesn't put his fingerprint.
That's not to fight the singularity. That's because the government's always watching.
Sure. We should ban facial recognition technology. We have some supercomputers that are really, really powerful, and they just keep getting more and more powerful. You know, I mean,
we're on our way.
You fill a room full of supercomputers and 200 petaflops. I unfortunately can't put that in quite the perspective, but I think, you know,
you made your time, McLean.
It's a lot faster than an iPhone.
Well, McLean, thanks for informing us about the singularity. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
great.
A lot smarter.
I feel great and terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. So
about
that
the
was,
future.
Whoo, that was terrible. And I lost $1,000.
I can't believe it.
I could have sworn, because I searched iRobot, and it was just
a bunch
of
fucking Roombas. I think you're combining I Am Legend and iRobot.
No, because I searched iRobot, because I have iRobot and Terminator written down on my card. And I typed iRobot, and it was just a bunch of things, and then I could have sworn.
You type iRobot Will Smith.
I typed in I Am Robot, and it popped up. So, yeah.
Google led you astray.
That was fun. So Google, throw me $1,000 because that was your fault.
Right, you wouldn't really feel it anyway, Google.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to. So.
Oh man.
All right, Nick, you got something?
I do. I was planning on saving these stories for another episode that we're gonna do. But I think instead, this week, I am going to bring us another
bigger segment.
I just wanted
dystopia drive-by again.
All right, let's hit it.
But you guys all know where it comes from. Five stories, 5 minutes.
Five minutes. He's on the clock.
We've got five minutes.
McLean's got it.
And just so you guys know, we're doing the same thing as last time. So prepare for the roller coaster.
And
bad, good, bad, good. Right in the middle.
5 minutes go.
All right. So starting it off with our dystopia drive-by, with some terrible news. Man dies live on air while complaining about Iraq's health service.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah. Literally.
Was this the guy we deported? Or did this happen twice in 2 years?
No, this is actually different. Yeah, this guy happened twice.
That's almost more depressing.
Yeah,
because there was a guy, he didn't die live on air, but we deported him back to Iraq, and where he doesn't speak the native language yet.
Oh,
and I think
God.
He had, what's that one? Is it a kidney disease where you have to go in for whatever it's called? Dialysis once a week? Yeah. So he had that, and we sent him back, and he died.
No shit.
Yep.
All right. An even more dystopic drive-by here. But yeah, died live on air while speaking directly about the cause of his death.
What did he die of?
He died of...
What are the chances to die on air? Ugh.
Not very high.
You probably look like an idiot.
Heart attack? Yes. Suffered a heart attack, died immediately.
That's
just...
Yeah.
Dead.
That's
terrible.
Next one's a lot less dystopic, just a little funny. Whoops. Demolition company accidentally tears down wrong house. Yeah.
Imagine being the guy having to explain that one.
A 97-year-old house on the same street as the one supposed to be demolished was torn down. And the company's owner says, the home didn't have any numbers on it.
That so you were just yeah, went just for it.
I think it's this one.
This is where my GPS told me to
and,
turn
and
left.
Yeah, it's just the random dot that you get.
I bet
GPS
the owner of the company had to speak on it later, but it was probably just some shift leader, you know, and he was like,
fuck.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, next one comes a little close to home here for us. 11-year-old girl brings loaded AR-15 to gun legislation hearing in Idaho.
Why?
We're not from Idaho. This doesn't happen in our state.
It's so sad. Are kids allowed to just walk around with guns, or are there different results rules for kids and adults?
I don't know if the open carry. I think the open carry
law. Open carry starts at 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way a child, an 11-year-old, the cops are just like, nice AR.
Hey, it's Idaho.
Don't quote us on this. We are slightly informed.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that Daniel?
But you think,
that's nice.
What about if it's like with their dad? You know how you can like.
You can go shooting, but you have to be accompanied by an adult. I feel like.
I'm sure the
can
adult
you carry
was
a
there.
Gun
you
while
could probably
accompanied
be
by an
holding
adult?
The gun. Yeah, I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure there's a loophole.
I'm sure that's
that
fine. That sounds
be
fine.
Yeah.
I know
no,
it shouldn't
no.
be fine. But
I'm almost positive it is.
That sounds like an Idaho reaction to the Second Amendment.
Jesus.
We've got another one, a good one. Police say that a horse was given verbal warning in runaway incident. A horse pulling a trailer ran away from its owner and careening down the highway to be pulled over.
Did they
over.
Shoot it? A verbal warning
no.
before shooting it?
No,
or?
Just,
okay.
just a verbal
no,
warning.
The picture's okay. just the horse jay
it's the horse
on
just
the side of the road.
Pulled over.
I looked up to the trailer. Right.
Yeah, yeah. So he's
hey,
good.
Cut it out there, horse.
No horseplay.
Oh, God.
And the last one, right in the middle, the Pentagon promises to use artificial intelligence for good, not evil.
Oh, shit. The singularity.
Of course. Of course. You guys are talking to me like I'm a conspiracy theorist, like there's not going to be an AI to target domestic terrorists for sure.
Oh, no, absolutely.
They already said if
they,
you...
They already tried to define, like...
If you downloaded Tor...
Like that, like, oh, yeah,
you're
a domestic
list.
Terrorist, yeah.
Yeah, you guys... John doesn't want to give information to companies. It's like, yeah, because they're using AIs to target you, dude, for advertisements now, but...
And you still get hit with the same amount of advertisements we do.
I don't. I almost never see ads.
Uh-huh.
You just got done saying how you see 1,000 Mike Bloomberg
I
ads.
Didn't. I said I've seen it like 4 times, and that's 4 too many. usually when an ad starts playing, I close the app.
just I'm out. I'm gonna take my ball and leave.
Yeah, at least Reddit doesn't play ads at me, and they say promoted, so... But everything else is... A no-go for this guy. That's why I pay for premium on, like, Hulu, because I'm not about
oh,
to
the
watch
same
advertisements.
Yeah, no.
It's not
get
too much
here.
More, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
$3. That's, no, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Hulu non-premium is, like, that's garbage.
It's
why
garbage.
Are you going to pay for something that you then get advertised for?
Yeah, that's why cable TV blows. I'm going to pay you
yep.
$80 a month, and you're going
to
give me, like, 5 minutes
still
of advertisements every,
to,
like,
to
3 minutes a
yeah.
show? No, thank
Screw
you.
That.
I think I'm only going to save one of these stories for the other episode, so I'm going to tell you what the closest one to being the sixth story in there is. Very funny. Joe Biden claims to have worked on 2016 Paris climate deal with a dead Chinese leader? a Chinese leader who died in 1997.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you the guys the video where he said he was running for Senate too?
That
Who?
Was great.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
He's running for Senate.
He said he's running
no.
for Senate and
on the in this election
yeah.
while he's running.
No, yeah. he was supposed to say that he was running
for president.
But
and he said Senate. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find the clip just real quick.
Yeah, it was
the brain melt is real.
That was pretty bad. I think that might have been one of his worst moments. I don't know.
He's got some solid gold moments. Like, this election season
has
been
deleted.
Nothing
the
but
tweet's
a,
been deleted.
Nothing but a highlight reel.
Yeah, but anyway, no, he said, he basically came out and said, I am running for United States Senate. And it was like, no, you're not, buddy. You're running for a president.
He's having a hard time, guys.
It was like, I forget what show it was, but someone walked on stage and they were, like, facing the... like away from the audience, and like someone had to come up and like turn him around and face him towards the like he started reading his script without that.
The next president of the United States is going to be. You really are. You're the ones that sent Bill Clinton to the presidency. and you're the ones that sent Barack Obama the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other Biden. Give me a look, though, okay?
If not, really vote for the other Biden.
I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm looking at the clock down here.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm a Democratic candidate running for Senate. And vote for me. And if not, vote for the other Biden. At least give me a look. His brain is melting before our very eyes. So.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Poor do we have a chaser God. This week?
The chaser. All yep. right, so with our send out to Tom Steyer, he had a moment where he went on stage dancing, really getting into it, just breaking it down.
He wasn't even staying in the white guy safe zone.
No,
he was,
no.
Going wild, man. He was having a good time.
He was going buck wild. He was shaking it.
Gotta respect the effort,
like,
man. Yeah.
I mean, at least you didn't just do the little like side to side move by like 3 inches throughout your entire dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's my move.
So
That's
here
my
we go.
Move too.
So, goodbye, Tom. Yeah. We didn't love you, but we liked you a little. You know?
Yeah, you grew on me, Tom. That's true. You
do. You have a special place in our heart, and you'll be on the plaque in the slightly informed studio here.
Sure. I wouldn't go that far.
Always nice to see everyone.
Well, I guess it was a short clip of it.
That's fine.
It. Yeah.
It's not that much you can hear.
Honestly, it's
Tom
more of something
Steyer,
to
if you
want to
look it up, look it
that
up.
That ass up. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap this one up. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to me try to get through that 10 minutes.
Yeah, the new game.
It's a fun game. It'll be fun.
We'll see if it survives.
Yeah, you will definitely at least hear John and Nick do it before it dies. I'm not going to let this just die while I do
I think
it
it's like one and
yeah,
done.
I think one is good.
I think we've come to the agreement here.
You guys.
I think it's a 2-1 vote that one was good.
True.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Do we want? Where, are we going to get more active on social media? Hit us up on
SI_podcast. On Twitter, as well as check us out on YouTube. We
if
have
you made it this far in and want to cyberbully me, I'm on Twitter at John Arterburn, so hit me up.
Yeah. And we've got an episode of our other podcast, the official pilot.
Oh, true.
Episode 1, which was actually episode 6th or 7th that we recorded, or 5th or somewhere
there.
In there.
A pub divided.
Of a pub divided.
It's on our YouTube.
We debated. We got drunk. We technically waited a whole week and got drunk and then debated
Look
again
the
on the second half. But it is all one nice little piece wrapped up in our YouTube channel. So go subscribe to us there. Please follow, subscribe, rate, review, everything you can.
Cyberbully John.
Cyberbully John at John Arterburn.
Please.
Amazing you got at John Arterburn. That's a good one. Like, you got your first and last name?
Yeah, I got
like,
my first and last name at
there's
John
Arterburn. There's no way. I didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
I think I also got at a pub divided, too.
Really?
Yeah. I made a second one. I haven't started doing anything on it, but
okay.
I think I got at a pub divided.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
well, follow us on any of those places, and yeah.
I'll start trying to do more stuff on there, because I'm basically a lurker, but I'm going to try to climb out of my lurker
I'm getting
shell.
Out of my lurker phase as well. I've been, like, my likes in the last year is probably, like, 14,000 likes and like 10 posts.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't think I've ever officially posted. I retweet some things occasionally.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
All right, cool. Well, love you guys. We'll see you.
Check us out there and we'll see you next week.
Cool.
Later, guys.
Later.